First of all, Monica, you and State Senator Sean Ryan are asking the state attorney general to review the buyouts for the OTB executives who are leaving. Please tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we're asking both the state attorney general and the inspector general of New York State, both of which we believe, actually the inspector general for gaming, sorry, the deputy inspector general for gaming, which is under the inspector general of New York State, both of which we believe have the authority to look more deeply into these issues and to seek enforcement actions if they deem appropriate. As you know, I've been saying for some time that there have been abuses at the OTB. This is just one of the latest and probably most egregious of what I've seen so far. There have been payments, as you know, the comptroller called out OTB a few years ago for extravagant spending on bills tickets and stadium tickets and concession fees and alcohol purchases that were not documented, that were supposed to be used not for the people who work at OTB and their executives, but for gamers to try to entice them to come back to Batavia Downs, right? So it was like an incentive marketing plan that was basically used to, from what I understand, throw birthday parties for people who work there. And that's unacceptable. That was something the comptroller called out a while ago. I don't know that they've done anything to rectify that. In the meantime, they've also been called out for illegally providing health insurance benefits, very high quality health insurance benefits, and dental insurance benefits and vision insurance benefits to the board members who serve, you know, they're just supposed to be basically appearing at board meetings. They're not employees, so they are not entitled to those benefits. So we've called that out as well. And most recently is this really egregious package where the top three executives will receive about $500,000 of taxpayer money to not work, to stay at home next year. And that just runs afoul of so many provisions, I believe, of New York State law, in addition to being absolutely egregious and offensive to taxpayers of New York State.
Now, what exactly are these three leaders, what were they accused of that prompted their departure from OTB?
I actually don't know what the basis is of their departure from OTB. I don't have that information. All I know is that as part of the agreement to have them leave, they were awarded, essentially, in the case of Henry Wojtasik, an entire year's salary. And as you may have reported earlier, he already makes an exorbitant amount of money. I think it's like $270,000 or more, which is more than the governor of the state of New York, more than Vice President Harris currently makes. You know, it is a really extraordinary amount of money just to be the director of a regional off-track betting organization. And on top of that, he's getting an entire year's salary after he leaves to sit at home.
How concerned are you about these payments? And I know that law that you had pushed for. What just doesn't feel right about these payouts?
Well, so as you're referencing, in 2019, I passed legislation in response to what we'll call golden parachutes that were awarded by the Erie County Water Authority. There was someone at that time who had worked there, and he was being let go. And in response to that, he was awarded a ridiculous amount of money, several hundred thousand, I believe, also. And I, at the time, spoke out against that, said it was wrong, and passed legislation to say, no more what I call golden parachute payouts for public employees. We're public servants. You're not, you know, you. This is not a private entity where you're, let's say you work for Goldman Sachs and they give you a golden parachute buyout. That's actually a public trade organization, but, you know, a private company where they might do that. This is taxpayer money. And we, you know, the governor, when the governor leaves, the governor's not going to get a golden parachute payout, nor should she. She's a public employee, and you serve for the benefit of the public. And I find it to be absolutely egregious that these people seem to think it's their own personal piggy bank to enrich themselves, to award their friends health insurance benefits, to award their friends tickets to Bills games and concerts at the Bills stadium. That's not what this is for. This is taxpayer money, because every dollar that OTV makes that doesn't go for expenses is supposed to be returned to the county to offset our tax base. So I'm deeply offended by it, and I believe every person, you know, that learns about this is deeply offended by it.
Monica, how likely do you think you'll get a response from the Attorney General's office on this?
I'm hopeful that we will hear soon. We'll give them time to look over and really dig into this a little bit. But I know that there have been other situations, I think it was Catskills and maybe the Capital Region, where there was mismanagement and malfeasance and fiscal irresponsibility by people in those organizations. And I know that in those situations, either the Inspector General or the Attorney General or both took action. So I'm hoping that that is going to be the case here. I personally believe that these allegations warrant a deeper dive into how things have been running. Somebody who has subpoena power like the AG and the IG, and really taking a deeper look at what can be done to hold this accountable, and to say, you know, this we've urged, but before sending this letter, we urged the board to rescind these contracts. They could have eliminated this whole inquiry by just rescinding those contracts. They've refused to do so. So at this point, we're taking it to the next level and saying, well, we think there's something wrong here, but we're asking people with subpoena authority and the legal authority to hold these individuals accountable and conduct depositions and all those things to take a deeper look at it on our behalf.